And good morning. Today is Friday, March 6th, 2015. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. We have a guest with us, Sally Helm from the Island Institute.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I am really excited to have you because we've been playing your promo throughout the morning.
Oh, great.
So I've been saying, Sally's coming in. We're going to be talking about two things I love, radio and food.
I know. It's such a good combination. I'm super excited about it.
Tell us about this project that you're doing, which is literally titled Radio
Plus
and
Food.
Plus Food.
Yeah. It is a collaboration between the Story Lab, where I work, and the library. So I'm working with Mai Taylorente, the youth services librarian at Kettleson, and we are going to be recording stories about food from around Sitka. And the interviewers for these stories are going to be middle school and high school students. So that's actually a change. We originally had the program just for high school students, and we recently expanded it to be both middle schoolers and high schoolers who will be meeting at different times, but both working on a similar project, recording these food stories around town. And then ultimately, we're going to air them on Raven Radio, I think, over the summer.
Okay. And those classes you said are going to be Saturdays, March through May?
Yeah.
Not every Saturday?
Not every Saturday. So we're only meeting once in April, three times in March, and twice in May. And that's because during April, people will be working on their projects largely independently, which I think is a cool thing about this project. It's pretty flexible. There will be a lot of work going on sort of on your own time or when you can schedule time in the library. Okay. So the Saturday mornings are going to be helpful, I think, but not, you don't have to be able to commit to all of them if you want to take part in the project.
Do you need to be a outgoing kid to do this? Do you need to know how to use a microphone or have any skills in interviewing somebody?
No, we're going to be teaching all of that, interview skills and sort of audio skills, tech skills. And in terms of do you have to be an outgoing kid, I don't think so. I think a cool thing about this will be sort of the listening aspect. And I think, you know, if you're a super outgoing person and you want to get your voice out there too, there'll probably be a place for that when you're putting your final interview together. But I think a lot of it is really going to be about finding someone that you're interested in hearing from and helping them tell their story in a cool way.
And why food as a topic?
Well, we came up with it with help from the Teen Advisory Board at the library. But I think when we heard this topic, we all knew that this was the one. And it's just, it's such a elastic topic, sort of. It can really encompass a ton of different stories. And we wanted people to have the chance to tell personal stories, talk to a family member about cooking or a secret recipe or like tell the story of some disastrous meal that happened. We wanted space for those sort of small personal stories from family and friends. But food is great because you can also sort of go in a more researchy direction with it because there are a lot of, you know, sustainability issues associated with food and policy issues of various kinds. And here in Southeast, of course, there's just like a ton of really interesting food-related industry and activity that happens. So we're just excited about it because it can sort of really run a wide range of topics. And we hope that that'll mean that a lot of people can find something they're interested in.
I am going to play a very, very small bit of a food show that is not yours. But it, when I listened to this, it showed the brilliance of the topic. Because this is an excerpt from the Food Network show, The Best Thing I Ever Ate. And it just features people talking about the thing they ate. We're going to listen to, briefly, Ted Allen. He's a food writer. Talk about cinnamon rolls.
For love. The best thing you could ever eat when you roll right out of bed is a cinnamon roll from Ann Sather's in Chicago. Some places people go and get a dozen donuts. In Chicago, on the north side, what you do is you show up with Ann Sather cinnamon rolls, and everybody loves you. If you eat a whole Ann Sather cinnamon roll, you are full. I mean, it's like, it's a meal, only with no vegetables. It's huge. It's like this big. Secondly, it's just packed with butter and cinnamon and sugar and glazy stuff. It's like a big hug from grandma in the morning.
So Ted Allen goes on to explain cinnamon rolls.
That is amazing. I have actually had an Ann Sather's cinnamon roll, and it is just like he describes, a full meal of frosting and cinnamon on a plate. It's pretty great.
I didn't realize you had had one.
I had, yeah. Yeah. When he said that name, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful memories of those cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, food is very deeply tied to memory.
There's
definitely been studies that have proven that. But I just wanted to ask you, what foods did you grow up eating?
Or
what
foods, man,
even in Alaska, have you come to associate with this place since you've lived here?
Well, I think a major food thing for me, my main food stories actually have to do with cooking, I would say, and sort of a lack thereof for most of my life. I have a twin sister who is an amazing cook. She'll just like make up a salad. She made up a salad recipe one time, which I didn't even know you could sort of do. I was like, salad is just salad. But she has this recipe where she'll put stuff in a food processor. It's like carrots, oranges, celery, kale, and like lemon. And it's just this amazing salad that she makes. So a lot of my food memories are associated with her. And I think in the past year or so, I've started to do some cooking in my own right, which has been very exciting. She's been very helpful along the way. So when I think about it, most of my stories have to do with my relationship with my sister, which I think is another awesome thing that a lot of food stories are family stories too. So I'm excited to hear what those will be from the people who are involved in the project.
You're doing this in collaboration with Maite Lorente, mm-hmm, at Kettleson Memorial Library.
Yes.
And how have the two organizations what kind of strengths are they each bringing to this project?
Yeah.
One is a writing program, mm-hmm, and one is a library program, but you're doing a radio project. So.
Yeah. So Story Lab it's actually a great collaboration because Kettleson has this teen lab that has all of this radio and audio recording equipment. And Maite has been using that in various ways and allowing people to come in and use that for their own projects. But she's also been looking for ways to make projects that are based around that teen lab. And the Story Lab, another lab, has been looking for ways to expand beyond writing and make sure that we're encompassing all different kinds of storytelling. So for me, hearing about the teen lab was a great moment. I was like, oh, that'll be perfect to tell different kinds of stories out loud. So that is sort of how the partnership began. And we're going to be meeting pretty often in the teen lab. I'm going to be leading probably the bulk of the sessions. So we're splitting some of the work in that way. But I think it'll be a really, really good fit. I'm really having fun working with Kettleson, and I think it'll go great.
And what you were saying earlier about how the stories can be both personal but also very political. I mean, Sitka has a food landscape which is so different from, for example, I came from New York City, and the big buzzword out there was food deserts.
Mm.
So in the Bronx, there's no place to get vegetables.
Right.
There's no farms. Mm. So people would start opening up like green vegetable carts on the streets to make sure people in urban places could eat broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the stories that you're hoping will come out of Sitka? Is there anything kind of on your radar that students have mentioned? I know you haven't begun yet, but...
No, well, I mean, I'm excited to see. But I think, we don't have exactly a food desert here, but we do live on an island. So I think there are stories that can be associated with that. The idea of boats bringing us a lot of our food and the difficulty of growing things here. I think how people deal with that could be interesting. People who have really found ways to grow some of their own produce in Southeast and what that experience has been like for them. Obviously, tons of stuff about fishing. We're coming up on herring season. I'm hoping that we'll be able to have some stories associated with that. And I think some of our members do some work at the Science Center. Some of our teen and middle school interviewers. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to have some collaborations there, because a lot of the work of the Science Center is actually about food when you think about it. And of course, fishing. I'm sure there will be some really great fishing stories that come out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to it at Raven.
Cool.
And those finished interviews will air on Raven Radio this summer. But you're in the early stages. The classes for this radio and food journalism project begin on Saturday. This Saturday from 10:30 to noon at Kettleson Memorial Library, the Stratton location.
Mm-hmm.
And they will continue March through May, most Saturdays, but not every Saturday. You can visit the Island Institute's website for a schedule.
Yeah, definitely. IIAlaska.org.
Okay. Or how would they get in touch with you for any questions about this whole project?
Email or phone. So my email is sally@iialaska.org. And the number at the Island Institute is 747-3794.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sally, for
coming in
and talking with us. Again, that's the Radio and Food Project, open now to middle school students. 11 to 18-year-olds are all welcome to tell stories about food and interview folks. Food, cooking it, hunting, buying, and obviously eating. It's the best part. All right, we're heading now to Writer's Almanac and Bird Note. Stay tuned.